91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. If I ain't dead already. Girl, you know the reason why.
That was the Beatles with Your Blues from the White Album, a John Lennon song. And appropriately, because this week we're doing a John Lennon tribute. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And last Tuesday, John Lennon would have been 72 had he still been with us. And we tried to pay tribute to him somewhat, but that was our fundraiser, so it's kind of limited what we could actually play. And by the way, we want to thank everyone that that made our fundraiser successful. We met our goal, and if you still want to contribute, you always can. You can go to WNTI.org, and just follow the links and contribute. But anyway, we tried to do the John Lennon tribute, and it, you know, was nice, but we thought we'd continue that this week, and especially because we're going to have a guest on later during the show, Rex Fowler of Aztec Two-Step, who has contributed very significantly toward the tributes that are out there to John Lennon. So we're looking forward to that. Again, you heard your blues from the White Album just a few minutes ago, and we have a trivia question for you this week, but we're going to ask that you call, you know, if we're not going to be able to accept callers much after like 20 after 8, because that's at some point we're going to have Rex Fowler on the air, and it'll get kind of complicated because I'm the only one around here and I can only handle so much. So anyway, the question is, let me pull it up here so I can read it just right. On April Fool's Day, 1973, John and Yoko introduced the conceptual country of Newtopia. Oh, I gave it away. I don't believe I just did that. I'm sorry. So I guess we're not going to, the answer is Newtopia. So nobody wins anything this week. I don't know. Maybe the first caller that calls and tells me I'm an idiot can get a free gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. How about that? 908-852-4545. Call me and tell me I'm not Alex Trebek, and I'll give you a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. Maybe you can tell me what album Newtopia is on and how long it is. How's that sound? It's a song called Newtopia. But anyway, I'll explain the rest of the answer to you since I blew it already. It was a conceptual country that they announced, and they were the first two citizens of it, and they would never say who the other citizens were, but any citizen was also an ambassador of the country, which of course included John and Yoko. And the whole point of it was because he was having this immigration problems with staying in the United States, and he wanted to have diplomatic immunity based on this imaginary country of Newtopia. So that's a little bit of information for you. And again, if you want to talk, it's 908-852-4545. We're always eager to speak to our listeners. But again, a little while later, we'll have Rex Fowler on the line. So let's hear a song from the Mind Games album, Meat City. Whoa!
City, to see for myself. Well, I've been in city to see for myself. Been in city, been just gotta give me some rock and roll.
fight. You're gonna make the fight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on.
That was John Lennon with Hold On from the Plastic Ono Band, the first Plastic Ono Band album, considered his first solo album, but not really, because he did the two Virgins albums, and he had the Plastic Ono Band live piece in Toronto, but that was the first studio-recorded solo album from John Lennon, I would say. And before that, we heard Meat City from John Lennon's album Mind Games. And we had a correct caller, Terry from Sussex, called me an idiot. So she's right. So she gets the gift certificate. So because I gave away the answer to the trivia question, which the answer was Newtopia was the name of the country that John Lennon and Yoko Ono created to solve his immigration problem. So let's carry on with some more John Lennon. And let's see. I don't know. We have something queued up from Walls and Bridges, and this is Scared.
Get you out of there.
Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey. And that's The Beatles, another John Lennon song from the album The Beatles, the White Album. And before that, we heard Scared from John Lennon's album Walls and Bridges. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we are in John Lennon mode today because it's just about a week ago that he would have been 72 had he still been with us. So we are celebrating the songs of John Lennon in one form or the other. We're going to be playing some covers later, some interesting ones. And we're going to have Rex Fowler on later in the show of Aztec Two-Step, who's done some John Lennon projects that are very interesting and very beautiful. So right now, we're going to have a bit of a break and then come back with some more music.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for the Sinatra Hour, WNTI's weekly showcase of America's greatest and most beloved popular singer. Sunday mornings from 11 to noon, I play the full range of Frank Sinatra's music, from his early days in the big band era through his classic recordings of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday morning at 11 for the Sinatra Hour, right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from the Sherman Theater, presenting the Trey Anastasio Band, Monday, October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. The Sherman Theater is located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets and information available at shermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808 for the Trey Anastasio Band at the Sherman Theater.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
Good night, John. That was The Great Fraud, a local band with a cover of a song that was originally done by Lonnie Donegan back in the 50s. It was a big influence on all the Beatles, especially John. And John had recorded it during the sessions for the Plastic Ono Band, the album that we played from before when we played Hold On John, but it was never released. You know, so it's technically a cover of a John Lennon song. So this is The Cavern, 91.9 WNTI. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and I believe we have Rex Fowler on the line. Are you there, Rex?
Yes. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. And hello to your listening audience. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you've been really, really busy this year. I mean, I counted at least three different projects, if I'm not counting too short. You've got the 40th anniversary celebration of Aztec Two-Step, which is a, I guess you can explain that album to us a little bit, but you're also in about a month doing a show that celebrates the songs of Simon and Garfunkel, and then we have the album that we really want to talk about, the tribute to John Lennon. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the 2012 Aztec Two-Step release. It's a little bit different of an album than the others, isn't it?
Yeah, it's songs that we took from various albums that we recorded over the years to celebrate our 40th anniversary. These songs had social or topical content that that we wanted to, do something a little special because it's rather a monumental anniversary, And we've been performing nonstop with our bassist, Fred Holman, and have become quite a power trio. So we wanted to make a record that represented that sound. So we re-recorded the songs that were scattered about on other albums and picked out a few, four or five ones that had not been recorded. So it's essentially a genuine studio album, but revisiting some of the topical songs and introducing a few others as well.
Uh-huh. And one of the songs that you put on that, I'll talk about in a minute, but it's from your Living in America album from 1986, Johnny's an Angel song.
Yep, and also Just Another Nothing with a Name, which is one of those songs that has not been recorded, and that was slanted at the media for making national spectacles of these people who, assassinate or kill. And, of course, this was specifically about, I won't mention his name, but the man who took John Lennon from us. So that was another song that had to do with, I think an important and tragic part of our history that had to do with John Lennon.
So was that the main motivation for the album? This album came out, I think, about 2 years ago, right?
It came out just a few months ago, actually.
Okay.
Called Cause and Effect, and it was on our 40th anniversary of our debut album on Elektra Records, Aztec Two-Step's debut album on Elektra.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I was getting two albums confused there, I guess.
Because you
mentioned, of course, John Lennon's passing, which was a tragic event, obviously, and it obviously, had a deep impact on you and motivated you to do the album of the John Lennon Song Project, which I guess now you're calling the Newtopians. So and you're actually doing a second album, which is called
That's
Reimagined.
Right. Right. We made this album. I partnered with Tom Dean, who was an amazing musician and in a band called Devon Square. And I met them. They're from up in New Hampshire and Maine, which is where I'm from originally. And I've always admired Tom's work, and he produced one of my solo albums, Gettysburg, that came out in 2000. And this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, obviously ever since John was taken from us. And it took a long time to do it, but when I was really ready to give it a shot, Tom was the guy I wanted to work with, and he agreed to do it, and it was a great partnership. And we made the album in 2009, released it on Lennon's birthday. We started the album in 2009 and released it on what would have been his 70th birthday. It's called Imagined, celebrating the songs of John Lennon, and it won the Independent Music Award for best, and I dare I say, tribute album, because we're really not a tribute band; we're the quintessential untribute tribute band.
But, yep. Yeah,
we're an eight-piece ensemble that has a very eclectic group of instrumentation: cellos, accordions, chromatic harmonicas, violins, and all the stringed instruments. And great vocalizations, and we do acoustic-oriented interpretations of John's Beatles and solo songs. And we had such success with that, and we started touring with it, and the response was really amazing. So we've just felt that we wanted to follow up with another album. We're going to call it Lennon Reimagined, and we're We've finished recording most of it. We're just looking at the back end now, and then, you know, manufacturing and then promoting. So I'm hoping it'll come out in early 2013.
Now, speaking of doing things on John Lennon's birthday, this year, I think if I got it right, I think it was on John Lennon's birthday that you announced the Kickstarter campaign, or I don't know if campaign is the right word, but maybe
yes,
you could explain
it
to
is
us.
A campaign, and you know, friends of mine introduced me to Kickstarter with their artistic projects, not all music. It's open to any project, that creative project. And if anyone's out there that is an artist, you might want to check it out, Kickstarter.com. And they have various categories, and you log on to the one that, you know, that fits your project, and they show you how to sign up and do it. And so we launched that on John's birthday, and we're hoping to raise some funds to help us finish off the album, you know, the artwork. There's a lot of expense in paying for the use, you know, the rights to record the songs, and then most importantly, we want to be able to get a budget to promote the record and hopefully get some national attention. And we had an amazing response, but it was a DIY, do-it-yourself project, and we got a lot of feedback from Europe as well. So I think people. What we get when we perform as a band is this real sincere outpouring of respect and compassion, or whatever the word I'm looking for, because of the music and because John is no longer with us and can no longer do it. So we're interpreting these songs, staying very true to the melodies, but doing a lot of medley weaving of songs together. And individual songs, and the response is palpable, you know, how people are really moved by this. A lot of people have said it's like rediscovering the songs all over again, because it is an acoustic approach. We strip it down and do some very, very nice interpretations.
I noticed that, I don't know if it's because it's acoustic and it, you know, therefore a little bit more naked, I guess. But I noticed in several songs on the first album, John Lennon Imagined, that the, you know, John was also, of course, noted for some maybe, I don't know, unconventional chord changes once in a while, and interesting use of notes within a chord. But it seems like in a couple of songs that I'll give you an example, Rain. There are a few spots where I thought I heard notes that were never there before. You know, you just made it that much, you know, more beautiful, or it just sort of rang out. I don't know if it's because the drums weren't there. I don't know.
It's in Dad. That song is in Dadgad, which some of your listeners who are, you know, musicians will know what that is. It's originally a British Isles kind of traditional British Isles tuning, but that's something that we use on a few of the songs. It gives it a very open, airy feel, and the arrangement, it was really would be very almost like a contemporary arrangement compared to the psychedelic influence or the psychedelic approach that Lennon and the Beatles took, which of course influenced Revolver and the seminal album Pepper a year later, and then of course it inspired the whole psychedelic era of rock and roll. So we took that song, stripped it down, gave it a little more of a contemporary feel, slowed it down. And it's one of the highlights on the album, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think I want to play that in a few minutes, if it's okay with you. I'll probably play the song that I've got a rush release from the upcoming album. But another thing I thought was interesting, and I really, really recommend this album, by the way, folks. I mean, at least the first one. I haven't heard much from the new one yet. But some of the medleys are really intriguing. One that really struck me was You've Got to Hide Your Love Away and Norwegian Wood. The way they went together seamlessly, and you use the sitar figure, that famous melody from the beginning of Norwegian Wood, during the chorus of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
We introduced that riff as a you know, it's kind of a show that we're going to do something with it. Once you hear the song, yes, you see that we did go into Norwegian Wood, but we gave that little motif. you got to hide your love away, you know.
Right, right.
So, yes, and it worked great. I mean, it's a 3-minute, 27, you know, 27-second song, and it feels like a complete composition, and it's really cool. I mean, I'm glad you picked up on that, too, but that's one of the songs that's featured in our live shows, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Day Tripper work into a song that's not actually credited, but all of a sudden that bass line comes, or the guitar riff comes in.
Oh, yeah, so. That was in, I think we come together and I Am a Walrus.
Yeah, I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah, it started when I went to Tom, you know, and told him about my idea. I mean, he had some trepidation. I mean, we're talking about, you know, doing something with the greatest band that ever, you know, ever was and will ever be. And you know, we're both professional musicians, and we didn't want to embarrass ourselves. And Tommy was very conscious of this. And so I had this idea to take the lyric from I'll Get You, which is Imagine I'm in Love with You, and combine it with Imagine, which, of course, you know the lyric on that. And I sketched it out, and we sat knee to knee, and I played it for him, and it starts the album off. And when I played that for him, it inspired Tommy to combine Come Together and I Am a Walrus. And then once that was a week apart from one another. And once that happened, we knew we were onto something, and we just went ahead and committed ourselves time-wise and financially-wise and everything else to go ahead and do this. And once we made the record, we felt, you know, we've got to go tour with this. This is too good not to go out and do a tour. And we added the musicians that we had worked with on the record, and there are some amazing musicians, and we really play play together and with the space and the nuances that these songs require, you know, to do this interpretive rendition. So,
and speaking of touring, you've got a number of dates coming up, as I said before, with Neil Schulman of Aztec Two Step, I believe, doing the Simon and Garfunkel songbook. Maybe you could just tell us about a few of the dates you have coming up, you know, close to the area.
Well, we're doing something at, I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know we're going to play it in Philly. I don't think it's called World Cafe Live, but it's something like that. Maybe it is called that. And I don't have the dates in front of me. But, you know, if people go to our website, aztec2step.com, they can see all of that, including the Newtopians itinerary as well. And if people are interested in looking at the Kickstarter campaign that the Newtopians are doing, you can get on the Newtopians website. You can Google us or thenewtopians.com. And that really gives the whole itinerary on. And gives an overview of the Kickstarter project itself.
Okay. Now, if it's okay with you, I would like to go out with Rain, and then we have to do a break, and then I'll come back and play a couple of the other songs. So
I'd be honored, yeah. This is Tommy Dean, lead vocal, and Alana McDonald and I on the backing vocals.
Okay. So thanks a lot for being with us, Rex. We know you're busy. You're up in New Hampshire finishing the recording of the Reimagined album. Yeah. We appreciate your time very much.
Oh, well, Gary, thank you so much. And really, if I could put a plug in, we're doing the Symphony Space Show in New York City. It's going to be the 32nd annual John Lennon show. It was supposed to coincide with his birthday, but I got it moved back a bit. And that's going to feature, this year is going to feature us, Judy Collins, Joan Osborne, a whole bunch of wonderful artists, and that'll be at Symphony Space. Everybody does 10 minutes, and it goes to various charities and whatnot. It's all, you know, it's all basically volunteer, and so that's really the longest running tribute show for John. It took place right after the you know, his assassination, actually.
Okay. All right. So go to the websites, folks. Go to Aztec2step.com. I got that right, right?
Yeah, and thenewtopians.com.
Right, and that'll take you to Kickstarter and all these dates. So
yeah, the Newtopians goes to Kickstarter. Aztec Two-Step goes to, you know, what Neil and I have been doing with various shows with, you know, that you mentioned earlier. But the Newtopians is not an Aztec Two-Step project. It's what I do with Tom Dean and
right.
our other members of the band. But hopefully they'll do that. I think if your listeners love the Beatles, which I know they do, and love John Lennon, this is a show that really I promise will not disappoint. I think it will inspire. Thanks for the opportunity for the shout out and everything, Gary.
Well, thanks again for being with us. We appreciate your time. And again, we're going to go out with Rain and listen to these gorgeous chords. When you hear these background vocalists, really enhance these chords, folks. You're really going to be delighted, I think. So thanks again, Rex.
All right, Gary. Thank you. You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
If the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. If the rain when the sun shines, they slip into the shade.
When the sun shines,
sip their lemonade. When the sun shines, when the sun shines, rain. I don't mind. Fine. I can show you that when it starts to rain,
when the rain comes,
everything's the same. I can show
you.
I can show I don't mind. Shine. The weather's fine. Weather's fine. Can you hear me? That when it rains and shines, just a state of mind. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Rain. I don't. When the rain comes, when the rain comes,
rain comes,
I don't mind. Yeah, the weather's fine.
What a beautiful, what a beautiful interpretation of John Lennon's song "Rain," which he recorded, of course, with the Beatles, released as a B-side of "Paperback Writer," I believe. Beautiful reinterpretation. That those chords with the vocals in the background are just gorgeous. And the whole album is like that, just beautiful acoustic music, a beautiful, beautiful tribute to John Lennon. It's called Imagined, and it's the credit on it is actually the John Lennon Song Project. After the break, we're going to play something from the up-and-coming album, which is credited to the Newtopians, Newtopians. So after the break, we're going to hear You're Gonna Lose That Girl.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for Just Jazz, WNTI's Sunday night journey into the wide and wonderful world of jazz. On Just Jazz, I play the traditional, modern, avant-garde, and Latin sounds of jazz. It's cool, it's hot, and it's always swinging. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday night starting at 10 for 5 full hours of the very best in jazz, right here on 919 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m., Johnny Winter.
More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
WNTI support comes from the Sherman Theater, presenting the electronic band Eoto, featuring Michael Travis and Jason Han of the String Cheese Incident, Thursday, October 25th at 9 p.m. The Sherman Theater is located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets and information available at shermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808 for the electronic band Eoto at the Sherman Theater.
Every day I can see them laugh at me and I can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them and seeing them in the state I'm in. How can she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bird had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good? To hide your love away. Hey, you got to hide your love away.
We heard after the break, we heard You're Gonna Lose That Girl from the Newtopians upcoming album, John Lennon Reimagined. That should be released pretty soon. And then we heard from their first John Lennon Imagined album. We heard the segue or the what's the word I'm looking for? You've Got to Hide Your Love Away and Norwegian Wood. And it was interesting how they worked the sitar figure into the chorus of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and you're listening to the Cavern and Hour of Everything Beatles. We're paying a special attention to John Lennon tonight because a week ago yesterday he would have been 72 had he still been with us. And we've played some John Lennon, some Beatles, and some covers, and we listened to Rex Fowler, of course. And so now we're going to carry on with some Smithereens. And actually, this song was not written by John Lennon, but he was the one that sang it back in the Cavern days. There is a recording of it, I believe, on the Beatles anthology, I'm pretty sure. I've actually got that in front of me somewhere, but I'll look it up in a minute. But this is actually a Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller song called Some Other Guy.
Away from me, oh now I'm the lonely one, as lonely as I want you around, yeah. All I gotta do is call you on the phone, and you'll come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And when I wanna kiss you, yeah, all I gotta do is whisper in your ear the words you long to hear, and I'll be kissing you. And the same goes for me. Whenever you want me, I'll be here, yes I will. Whenever you call, you just gotta call on me, yeah. You just gotta call on me. And when I wanna kiss you, yeah, all I gotta do is call you on the phone, and you'll come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And the same goes for me. Whenever you want me, I'll be here, yes I will. Whenever you call, you just gotta call on me, yeah. You just gotta call on me. Just gotta call on me. Mm-hmm.
All I've Gotta Do by The Smithereens on the album Meet the Smithereens. And it says the Jersey beat meets the Mersey beat, Meet the Smithereens. And they kind of got it set up like it's an old record. So, they played every song from Meet the Beatles on that cover album. And that was All I've Gotta Do, the John Lennon song. Before that, we also heard The Smithereens with from an album B-Sides, The Beatles. And we heard Some Other Guy, which, of course, was not a Beatles B-side, but most of the songs on it are. And that's a Lieber and Stoller tune that John Lennon did in the Cavern days. So we're going to go out with You're Hearing Love in the Background from the first Plastic Ono Band album, the one with Mother and I Found Out and all that stuff on it. And I believe that's Phil Spector playing the piano. But this is The Cavern, and you've been listening to An Hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. And we got to listen to Rex Fowler. That was a real nice time we had with Rex. And we encourage you to check out those two albums from the John Lennon Project, the John Lennon Song Project, John Lennon Imagined. And then the new album, which will be coming out soon, is John Lennon Reimagined from the Newtopians, spelled the same way as it is on the John Lennon album Mind Games, where we heard that 6-second song called Newtopians. Let's see. As far as... a little housekeeping. Next week, I believe we're going to pick up again with where we left off with 1969, the Beatles Radio Experience 1969. I forget if we were up to part 3 or part 4, but it doesn't matter. We're going to be playing stuff from the Abbey Road, the Plastic Ono album, Live Piece in Toronto, and let's see what else. And a couple of singles that the Beatles released in that year. So we'll pick that up next week. In the meantime, tonight, we're going to have E-Town come up, as always, but in the 10 o'clock hour, Mike the Hippie will not be here, so we will listen to the WNTI Music Mix, brought to you by whoever put it together. Again, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and this has been The Cavern, An Hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and I wish you good night.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.